When I first read Kwame Kwayama's play Almina's Kitchen, it changed my life. I didn't have a spiritual awakening. I didn't become a better person. It just opened my eyes to the possibility of becoming a writer. I was at Arts Ed Drama School at the time and hadn't even toyed with the idea of being a writer since I'd written short stories on a typewriter as a six-year-old. I was looking forward to starting my career as an actor and hoping I could move my way up the rungs from playing hoodie number two to hoodie number one to finally landing some substantial three-dimensional roles. I was under no illusions as to the difficulties black actors faced, but I assumed the solution would be for me to find some progressive colourblind casting directors who could cast me in non-race-specific parts. It wasn't that I thought black writers couldn't write plays, I just thought they didn't, and not from a black British perspective anyway. I certainly hadn't read any throughout my GCSE drama, my A-level theatre studies, or my MA in acting. Looking back, this reflects very poorly on the diversity of material we were given throughout my education, but in my entire life, I had never read a black British play, and I had read and studied quite a few plays. At the risk of insulting a multitude of black British writers, many black British plays exist, but they are hard to find. Having just read Almina's Kitchen again after all this time, it is not quite as groundbreaking as I first remember. I like to think it's because there are now more black British plays on the scene, but I don't think this is really the case. Diversity still has a long way to go, but thanks to Almina's Kitchen, I might be one of the writers to help make up the massive shortfall. I believe I didn't find the play quite as groundbreaking after all these years because I was no longer reading it for the first time. When I first read it, it was the first play I'd ever read where the characters sounded like the people in my barbershop and spoke like some of my black friends and family. The fact that they'd been put on at the National Theatre was so inspiring. Before, I'd always assumed the gatekeepers at such theatres wouldn't allow plays where all the characters were unashamedly black, played reggae music and garage and spoke patois and London Ebonics. The play felt so real to me. It wasn't Boys in the Hood Ghetto and it wasn't Cosby Show Middle Class. It was somewhere in between. This state of class limbo was reflected in the main character, Delhi, who had been in prison but was now trying to run a West Indian takeaway. All the characters were believable and three-dimensional. Not good, not bad, just real. And what I liked most was the play didn't seem to cater for a white audience. There was no token white character or explaining of the slang, yet the story about Delhi trying to keep his teenage son from going down the wrong tracks was so universal. I don't know how many elements of Kwayama's real life this play had in, but it made me think I could tell stories that I know and that people would come to see them, maybe even at the National. It made me think it wouldn't be pointless giving this writing malarkey a go. I'd read lots of other plays in the past before, but this was the first one that made me think I could do this too. This isn't to say that Kwayama is any less talented than the white writers I'd read plays by, but I just got a sense from his writing that I could do it too. Having a black British writer to look up to and aim to one day match was absolutely life-changing for me. When I'm beavering away at an eighth draft of something for very little money, I'm not always sure it was a great life-changing event, but it was life-changing nonetheless. It also made me become a massive fan of the man. The next year I went to see his third play at the National called A Statement of Regret, which to this day is one of the best plays I've ever seen. I'm actually about to read it for the first time, and I hope it lives up to my memory of it. I really respect Kwayama's career trajectory of going from a respected actor to a writer to now the artistic director of Centre Stage in Baltimore. As an actor, it is much more empowering to create work for yourself rather than sit by the phone waiting for your agent to call. Kwayama has done that, and now he's creating amazing work for others. Hopefully, I can have a similar writing career to him, and if I do, I will have Almina's Kitchen to thank. If you haven't already, I would highly recommend it. It is still a great read.